Well, to go to some other aspect of general relativity, it is of course a very beautiful fact, in particular from the point of view of other part of physical society, so to speak, that gravitation really became sort of experimental science in a sense, that it can be confirmed by a number of experiments, at least in comparison how it was, say, 20 or 30 years or even 10 years ago. What do you expect in this connection from the future, more and more advanced technology?
Yes, I suppose that everybody would agree that astrophysics has been a science which has developed absolutely spectacularly in the last 5 and 10 years, because we have the new telescopes, we have X-ray astronomy, we're getting infrared astronomy, and radio astronomy has of course done so much. And then we look forward to gravitational wave astronomy and neutrino astronomy. And it's certainly true, if one thinks back to where we were 15 years ago, at that time no one would have believed that we could hope to know anything nearly as much as we do about great distances as we do today. So that has been an enormous development. On relativity itself, I suppose that its gravitational collapse, the neutron star first, and then our present incomplete but partly convincing evidence for the Cygnus X-1 being a black hole, has brought an enormous attention to gravitational collapse and to gravitation. And then the search for gravitational radiation, which is going on so actively now. Will this keep on developing? I think that if the gravitational wave detectors bear out their promise, the ones that are being built, not the 15 detectors that of low sensitivity, but the 3 detectors of high sensitivity, if they turn out to work well and give occasional evidence of events, that will be the wonderful thing of doing 2 things at once, giving us some additional evidence that relativity is right, and also giving us some feeling that we can learn about what goes on in distant stars by a new method.